The second reading is from Romans. Again, it's 4:13 and then 16 to 18 and then 22. They're trying to save space and cover a lot of ground at the same time. So that's why they're skipping around. You know, well, I'm not going to say what I think. You know what? They should have given us the whole text. And the people could hear the whole text and develop a thirst for reading the Word of God themselves. Okay. So, the text. Brothers and sisters, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. You see? Paul again, you see, Abraham, because the Messiah is also the son of Abraham. Matthew starts off his gospel that way. I think you remember the Evangelion of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. And so now, you see, it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham and his descendants that he would inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. Now, where this notion that Abraham was going to inherit the world, it's a Jewish tradition. And it's true, because the son of Abraham is now the king of the world, the Feast of Christ the King. And so, through his descendant, Abraham possesses the world, through his descendant, Jesus. Do you see how material salvation is? It's not a warm fuzzy. It's through generation. You know, the whole book of Genesis is divided by 10 genealogies. Because God works through generation. That's why marriage is such a sacred thing. And the line of the very Son of God himself, so-and-so begot, so-and-so begot, so-and-so begot, until we get to Joseph, as we just heard. And the husband of Mary, who was the mother of Jesus the Messiah. So now this text is saying, and the Jewish tradition, you inherit the world, but through the righteousness that comes from faith. Now again, you know, to save time, I guess, they don't put down the whole reading. Right now they skip verses 14 and 15. But we won't. We have to go on. For this reason, it depends on faith, so that it may be a gift, and the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not to those who only adhere to the law, but to those who follow the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. See? So Abraham is the father of all believers, of many nations. And he still is. And that's why we say in the canon, our father Abraham. Because he's our father. And he's the father of Jesus, as God promised. And so, he is our father, Abraham, in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead. And he believed, hoping against hope, that he would become the father of many nations, because that's what God promised him. Now you see why he's our model of faith before the, you know, yes, Jesus is the reason why his faith is validified. We believe that we are going to spend eternity with God. We believe, and that's what hopefully governs our actions and our thoughts and our, you know, our citizenship is in heaven, Paul says in Philippians. Yeah, if you look at my passport, it says heaven. That's where I'm from. That's where I'm going. That's my homeland. See, that's what he's saying here, you see. He believed, hoping against hope. That is, he had nothing to hope in except the word of God. No guarantee, nothing, except God's word. Now, why does Paul keep accenting that? Because that's faith, my friends. We believe because God said it. So anyway, that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, thus shall your descendants be. That's from the book of Genesis, right? That is why, because he believed, it was credited to him as righteousness. And that's Paul's big point, as you know, especially in the letter to the Romans. Righteousness comes through believing. Believing. Believing means yielding to the action of the Holy Spirit in us, moving us to assent to the reality. It's still, in a way, a promise to us because we don't see the Lord as we will, but it's an accomplished promise. For Abraham, it was a promise yet to be accomplished, and for all the Jewish people. But for us now, it's an accomplished promise. And we believe that, even though it's accomplished, but not yet in a way that it takes over my whole being. That only happens when I die. And I go over to God. Oh, and if I'm ready, I'll go straight to heaven. If I'm not, I'll go get ready. But I know whom I have believed. I know the one I put my hope in. And so that's what this text is saying, you see. So by what law? By faith, so that it would be a gift, or katakarin, according to grace. And the promise may be guaranteed to all his descendants. Okay. Not only that of which is of law, that is the promise and his seed, but also that which is of the faith of Abraham. In other words, some are begotten physically by Abraham and transferred all the way down. So the Jewish people are the physical children of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham too, the spiritual children of Abraham, and we yearn for the moment when all the physical children of Abraham become spiritual children of Abraham as well, believing as he believed. And that's why we pray every day for that, you see. Who is the father of his all, as it is written, and now you have a text again. You see, I have established you as the father of many nations. That's a text from the book of Genesis. Now that is yet to be fulfilled in its fullness, right? Because he's the father, but he's the father of the Babylonians or of the Germans or the Lithuanians or the Americans. Yes, if they believe. And when he now, you see, is the father because he's the first of the believers. And that's why, remarkable man when you think of it. 1700 BC, far as we know, no monotheism anywhere. There's an article by Albrecht Altanon, Der Gott der Väter. And out of nowhere, God comes and says, pick up, you know, leave your home, your family, your clan, and take off and be a nomad of faith. I'll show you where you're going. Vayelech, and he went. That's faith. Do we do that? Oh, you know, most of us are never told, leave our home and our dinner. No, some of us are, like if you're a priest or if you're religious. But no, because the deeper following is not just physical, spiritual. Drop everything and follow me with your whole heart and soul, and don't look back, and don't hang on to little consolations on the way. Follow me. That's what it means to live by faith, you see. And so, see, for the seed, not only that which is from law or the regime of law, but also that seed which is of the regime of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, Jew and Gentile. As it is written, I have established you the father of many nations. And that's what Paul is arguing to here, you see. All right? That means that Joseph is a son of Abraham, as the angel talks to him, see. Before the one in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things which are not as existing, contrary to hope on the basis of hope, he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was said. So shall your seed be. That's from the Genesis 15. When he called him out, he's 90-something years old. His wife is old, 90-something too. You're going to have children as many as, you know. He says, look, I know you might have got carried away, Lord. You know, you really can't fulfill that promise. Take my foreman here, according to the law of the part of the world. If I'm going to die childless, my foreman takes over my property. And the Lord says, not that one. Come outside. Now look up at those stars. You see them? Count them. Can you count those stars? Well, you can in a city, because there's about three or four. But I, you know, go take a trip through the Sinai Desert. You're lying in your bed at night, your sleeping bag, looking up at the star. Black, black, clear, no fog, no smog, no cloud, because there's no moisture, no nothing. And you see millions of stars. I used to think of that lying there going to sleep. Count them. That's as many as your posterity. That's what he told Abraham. You see? And Abraham believed him. And that's justice. That's the right relationship to God. Tzedek. You see? And so what's our relationship to God? Founded on Tzedek. That Jesus, the Son of Mary, is the Son of the living God, eternally begotten, God of God, light of light, begotten, not made. He died in an act of love and saved us and the whole human race. And I believe that. You see? And that's what this is being said. But rather giving glory to God and fully assured that he who had promised was able to accomplish. And then that part is not in our text. I mean, for the biblical text, the liturgical text. And therefore, it was reckoned to him, Lysidica, as the right way to read. How do I relate to God? You believe him. If your uncle calls you tomorrow and says, look, I'm going to send you $5,000 check one of these days soon. Well, if you believe him, you go, oh, thank God, I can, you know, pay off the kitchen stuff we just bought, I can do. You already start making plans on money you don't have yet because you live by faith, your uncle's trustworthy, and, well, that's what we do with God. I believe you, and I'm going to act like it. I'm saved, I'm purified, I'm on way to be with you forever, and that's how I'm going to live. I believe you. That's what keeps us out of sin. I don't want to sin. I want to go to be with God, and I have it promised to me. So that's how we are the children of Abraham. Amen.